If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we enter into the first real full day of Lent on this Thursday after Ash Wednesday, and we are recognizing that our call to open ourselves to you more and more and to allow you to lead us through these several weeks that we may glorify your name on Easter, drawing closer to you during this time. Help us to make this Lenten time fruitful more than even in the past. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, here it is, the Thursday after Ash Wednesday. And that, as I said, is an important thing we need to do, is to recognize that we have this moment to really make this a special time and improve on any other Lents we've had before. Now, I've always talked to you about the greatest Lenten homily I ever heard. I've told you the story. I'm going to tell it to you again. I think I even told you last week. I'm going to tell it to you again because it's one of my favorite stories. My first Sunday of Lent, when I went back to church for the first time in years because it was Lent, and I said I should do something now that I'm trying to come back to the church. What should I do? Oh, I can go to church. So I went back to the Mass. I think it was the 9 o'clock Mass at St. Charles Borromeo Parish in Point Loma, California. And still there. And I remember the priest gave this great homily, which I tell it every year because he told it every year. I used to say he did five homilies a year, four every 4 weeks, and the other one he did on the first Sunday of Lent. And it was good. I mean, they were great stories that you'd hear. You hear them over and over again, but they were great stories. And the story he told, which I absolutely loved, was not to give up candy for Lent. And that's why I said, whoa, this is a priest I want to listen to. Yes, absolutely, don't give up candy. And his whole point was, and this is going to be my point, make sure Lent is a time that we live a fruitful experience. So it's not a time for us to just do something routine. It's Lent, so what I always do in Lent is I give up candy, or I give up desserts, or I give up sugar, or something like that. You know, and he would say during the homily too, there's nothing wrong with giving up candy, but it becomes routine. Every year I give up candy. Well, why do you do that? Because it's Lent. No, think of something there's going to be much more important. So there are three aspects of Lent: prayer, almsgiving, and fasting, also known as mortification. So basically give something up, do something special in prayer, and, you know, contribute to the poor. Three things. So two of them you could go together. Actually three of them, but two of them can really go together. You give something up and then you do something in its place. So if you give up candy, as he would say, if you give up candy, then as a routine thing, then you're really not putting any thought into what you're doing for Lent. And all you're doing is, well, this is the year I give up candy and this is what I always do. And maybe you have another habit that would be good to give up, and then you may have a habit you want to build up that would be good. So you put those two things together. Like, for example, I have the habit when I have a few minutes is sitting down and watching YouTube. There are some great videos on YouTube. I mean, you know, it's not just cat videos, as you all know, but I'll watch some very informative videos on YouTube. Which are very good. I also love Daily Dose of Internet, which apparently everyone loves. But, you know, there's another Daily Dose of Internet. We finally see his image on YouTube. He's been on several channels. But, you know, there are some really fascinating things on YouTube, but you can get into that habit. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give up watching YouTube, but
also use the opportunity to do reading and good reading. Now, I told you yesterday that I just finished reading the book. Because of having COVID, I decided to sit down and start reading the book, The Lord of the Flies, which, again, I've known the story. I know what it's about. And I've preached on it because I love the quote by William Golding. Man makes evil like bees make honey. I think it's a great story. And I finally got around to actually reading the whole book. I knew the story, but I read the whole book and got the whole story. Gave me a chance to read this real form of literature. And come to find out, I'm one of those people that they, you know, the teachers used to not like in school when I would never read the foreword or the introduction. So I read the book and then went back and read the introduction. It was written by Stephen King. But that's good literature. And so that's what I'm going to do instead of YouTube. And, of course, Cardinal Sarah is calling us to spend more time in silence. Well, you are spending more time in silence when, in fact, you are spending more time in silence when, in fact, you are reading. So that's another thing you can do. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. So I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, I'd like to extend to you a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass. That's our chanted Mass. That's where I chant the Mass parts and you chant the responses. If you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure, how about to kind of test one out? This standing invitation allows you to do just that. Now, if you want to go to church here at St. Anthony, but you say, well, I'm not going to contribute anything yet because I'm not ready yet. I'm not going to make a commitment yet. But you don't want to be turning around and saying, well, what are people going to say? Don't worry about it. No one's looking at you. But at the same time, if you feel that way, write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston, doesn't go for any of the church or parish. So you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road in the Mass Pike, but don't throw the stone. So we're back, and we're talking about finding something different to do during Lent and not just giving up candy. So what would you do? And look at something different and let it build your faith. And it doesn't have to necessarily be a spiritual thing or a religious thing, but something that may help you to grow in your religious life, in your spiritual life with God. So, as I was saying, building on your reading habit is an idea, and reading good spiritual material. Now, oftentimes, I'll be reading a couple books at once. During my holy hour, I may read a book, and you know, I'm recommending the Catechism of Spirituality by Cardinal Robert Sarah. There's no paid endorsement by that. It's just such a great book. I may read some other things. Thomas Merton's New Seeds of Contemplation, I often go back to, is another option as well. And just there's a lot of great stuff and a lot of great bookstores and stuff, or doing something else, something really that you'd like to do that you know ultimately would have a connection to growing in spirituality. It doesn't necessarily have to mean doing something like another devotion, which is fine. That's good. I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing that. But if you're already doing the rosary, then, you know, you may want to find something else that may not be religious that also helps to maybe enhance your reflection during the rosary. So this would be a great time to get into the habit of, you know, greeting good spiritual material. Now, you know, I've had some very good, powerful spiritual retreats in the past. One of my favorites one of my favorites was living as a hermit, and I've told you that story. Another one of my favorites was living out in the desert at Christ in the Desert Monastery in Abiquiú, New Mexico. I've told you that story, and I may go back to that sometime during Lent. But both of those, because they're places that are very isolated and very silent, reading is big. And so there's a lot of good reading material there. Or you may want to even think away from reading. You may want to think some decent podcast. Of course, Father Mike Schmitz does his Bible in the Year, and he does the Catechism in the Year, which is an idea as well as some other podcasts. I don't always advocate certain podcasts. Obviously, I'm going to advocate my own, but some of them are focused on more traditionalist spirituality that we've been talking about. That is that movie Western Catholic spirituality that focuses on you turning away from sin on your own strength so that you're good enough to stand before God, which is not Catholic at all, but many people think it is. So avoid that. I'm going to say this. I know some people may not like me saying this, but the Baltimore Catechism was probably one of the greatest sources of movie Western Catholic spirituality, because it really didn't have a strong focus on relying on prayer in order to draw closer to God. It was all about, you've got to do all this so you can draw closer to God. So I would never advocate any podcast that supports the Baltimore Catechism, or for that matter, the Baltimore Catechism. But I would advocate some other forms of spirituality as well, Catholic spirituality, such as the writings of Thomas Merton, maybe the writings of some of the saints. You know, I may mention the term traditionalist, and there's nothing wrong with that. I've made that very clear. You know, Tan Books, which is well known as a very traditional publisher, publishes the writings of the saints. They come out of North Carolina, very well known. And, you know, if you're ever looking for the actual writings of the saints, don't neglect looking up Tan Books, because that's one of the things they do. They publish the writings of the saints, and that's an option. I always like to say, read the writings of the saints, not the reading the writings of the saints. Let me do this again. Reading the writings by the saints, not the writings about the saints. Because the writings by the saints give you this great image into the saint themselves. We're going to talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. We'll see you then.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.